It isn't very often that I do a bonus show on the same night as a regular, but I'm going to tonight because I came across a survey that was, well, let's just say entertaining. The category for this particular survey is the ranking the most irritating pop songs in music history. I figured we could do that for a country listing at some point, but for now, let's have some fun with this, folks. The group that published this is called thefunpost.com, and I'm curious to see. I have not seen the full list. I've seen number 40. I'll get to that in a second. But some I'll laugh at. Some I'll say you got to be kidding. Some you may have opinions of also, but what do you say we have some fun with this? This is the top 40 most irritating pop songs in music history, provided by thefunpost.com, bonus edition of the New Directions podcast. We'll get underway on the other side of this break. He's on a brand new tour. He's bringing a lot of guests with him. He's bringing a lot of number one hits with him as well. The date is Friday night, August the 23rd. He is coming to T-Mobile Center. His name is Dierks Bentley. There are limited seats available at the T-Mobile Center box office and also through Ticketmaster. Once again, Friday night, August the 23rd, T-Mobile Center, Kansas City, Missouri. Chase Rice will open at 7 o'clock, and then the man himself, Mr. Dierks Bentley. New tour. Be there. Sometimes when I do these, I get interested in what music people don't seem to like. It seems sometimes also that the song that you listen to, regardless of what type of music you do, seems to be played 800 times a day, at least. Some people may think that about what I'm about to read here, but you be the judge as I get going. As the segments normally work when I do this, I'm going to read numbers 40 to 20 for this segment and the rest for the end of it. So, one rule I'm going to make here also, you will not hear any of these songs at any time, day or night. So, as we get going, our number 40 song, I disagree with this one, Barry Manilow and Copacabana. I like Copacabana. They play it a lot at work, and it's a lot of fun. Moving to 39, his name is Andy Grammer. The song is Honey, I'm Good. Don't even know it, so nothing to say there. Oh, plenty here. Number 38, the Starland Vocal Band, Afternoon Delight. Give me a break. They tried to take a pop song and made it and tried to make it into a country, I think. And I think they're being a little overly generous, thefunpost.com, making it number 38. They needed to go further down than that. But it is irritating for sure. Number 37, Axel F, A-X-E-L, then the letter F, Crazy Frog. Okay, we'll move on that one. Number 36, his name is James Blunt. The song is You're Beautiful. Oh, yeah, okay. I've got it in my head now. I'm sorry it got there, too. Number 35, this one, I even get tired of saying, let alone hearing. Ricky Martin provided this disaster called Livin' La Vida Loca. Moving right along to number 34. The group is called Europe. The song is called Final Countdown. This one's a give me a break. When especially you listen to the name of the group that does this. Rick Dees and his cast of idiots. With an idiotic song called Disco Duck. We'll move on now, kids. Number 32. The group is Hanson. It's Mbop. Mbop a Mau Mau? No. Mbop. The ending says this. You probably won't find this song that annoying if you only listen to it once or twice. However, once you start listening to it over and over, you will never want to hear it again. I will take that under consideration. Number 31, Eiffel 65 is the group. The song is called Blue. The full name of this song is Blue Dabadi. Okay. Not even worth listening to. Number 30 belongs to Cher. The song is called Believe. Although this song is undoubtedly a classic, it can be a bit grating to the ears. There is something about the sounds and effects that they put on the singers' voices combined with the tune. Despite that, however, it appears that there are still quite a few people who still love this song, both the words and the tune. It can be annoying and still loved at the same time. Not a fan. We move on. Number 29, I hear this on Sirius Satellite. Tom Jones, what's new, pussycat? enough said. Number 28, The Muppets. Manumana. Oh, that's a good song. Why would you even mention that one? Good grief. Number 27, The Strangeloves. I Want Candy. Name me one kid in America who doesn't. You can sort of get the hint when you hear the title of this song that it will probably be a slightly annoying one. After all, just about any song that is focused around candy is bound to be an annoying song. And that is exactly what this song delivered. It almost seems like it was written by a group of kids that wanted candy, and so they created a song about it. Kids, leave the Reese's to me. Please. It's as if those kids were hoping that by writing and singing this song and performing it for their parents, that their parents would give in and buy them some candy. I'm kind of grateful my folks did not do that. Song number 26, Nickelback provides it. It's called Photograph. Loved and Hated. We're going to move on. I don't know. I don't have any history on that one. This one I do. Number 25, The Baja Man Who Let the Dogs Out. This one I gotta say something to. This had to be about as hard a song to put together as Batman was. All you're doing is singing or shouting, in the case of this song, the title. Their review is this. If you have heard this song at least once in your life, there is probably no way you can ever hear this phrase without thinking of this song and singing it. It is somewhat brilliant when you see how they compared the lyrics with the words and the sound of barking. However, the combination also makes for one of the most annoying combinations that were ever put into song form. The music video that goes along with this song is just about as annoying as the tune of this classic. They did a great job of creating an annoying hit. Speaking of annoying, that brings us to number 24. Los Del Rio is the group. The song is Macarena. There is no arguing that the Macarena is one of the most well-known songs on the planet. Just about everyone knows the dance that goes along with it as well. However, if you actually listen to the words of the song, it is quite sad, as it is all about an unfaithful partner. Where have we heard that one before? It is strange to think that everyone is dancing so happily to this song, as if it were also happy words. It apparently is not. Well. Is there anybody who actually likes this song, though? Or is it just because everyone knows it, and it is famous so everyone can enjoy it and dance to it? Who knows? The number 23 spot belongs to Justin Bieber. The song is called Baby. With singers like Justin Bieber and Ludacris performing on the same song, you would think that it would be less aggravating than this one is. However, beyond the somewhat cheesy tune and words, the repetitiveness is grating on the ears. You can only have a certain level of cheesy before it is too much, and the song is not enjoyable. Either you choose cheesy lyrics or a cheesy tune, but not both. He sings the word baby too many times for this to be enjoyable to listen to. It seems like the verse by Ludacris could not be more welcome. Number 22, The Four Seasons. Frankie Valli headed up that group, of course. The song is called Sherry. You might not think that this song would be so annoying, judging by the name of it. Sherry seems like a pretty innocent and nice name for a song. However, when you listen to this song, you will be shocked right from the beginning, and you will never hear the word or name Sherry the same. You won't be able to hear it in any other way than the loud and high-pitched sounds of the song. There is something super catchy about the tune, although it is an annoying one. But that is what makes for any popular but annoying song. Okay, what the heck is this one? Okay, number 21, The Police. Dee-doo-doo-doo, dee-da-da-da. No. No way. With a song title as long and strange as this one, it's hard not to think that it would make it on the list of most annoying songs. The Police came out with plenty of other great songs. However, this one is debatable, especially when it comes to the lyrics. Repetition can be a good thing, but in this case, it seems that they took it a little too far. Although all that the Police want to say to you is dee-doo-doo-doo, dee-da-da-da, all you want them to do is stop or say something else. Okay, this one I understand. Vanilla Ice, Ice, Ice Baby. His one and done, I believe. Here you have the rule. If the title of the song has the same word in it twice in a row, then you can almost guarantee that it will be an annoying song. Who hears the word ice at any given time through the day and is always tempted to just start singing this absurd song by Vanilla Ice? After all, this song is perhaps the most famous hip-hop song of the 90s, and maybe of all time. Vanilla Ice really knew what they were doing, and they clearly had some sort of obsession with ice, that they had to sing about it and also name themselves after it. Give me a break. Numbers 19 through 1 on the other side of this break.
Hi, folks. I'm William Lee Golden. If you ever wondered what was behind the beard, now you can find out, as I tell all in my new autobiography. I grew up in the cotton fields of South Alabama, but I dreamed of being at the top of the gospel music charts, and those dreams came true. Then I dreamed that the Oak Ridge Boys could make it in country music, and we did. My 50 years with the Oaks have been quite a ride, and it's all in my book. You can get your deluxe hardcover copy on Amazon or at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com. And at WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com, you can also get an autographed copy. I'd love to sign one just for you. And I hope you enjoy reading about my life as much as I've enjoyed living it.
Number 19 on the survey really isn't worth saying anything about other than the name. It's by the Black Eyed Peas. It's called My Humps. And I don't think they're about camels either. Number 18, now I like this one. Starship, We Built This City. We built this city on rock and roll, and I know the song very well. They play it a lot on 101 The Fox. Don't you dare change, but it's not intimidating. It's not irritating to me. It is to them, I guess, at number 18. Number 17 belongs to Willow Smith. The song, it's called I Whip My Hair. When you hear the song I Whip My Hair, it is not only annoying and grating, but it's also a bit surprising and shocking that anyone had heard this tune and read the lyrics to this song and paid for it to be produced. After all, the chorus sounds more like a siren than a chorus. It makes you wonder if this song ever would have been released if Willow Smith's father wasn't so famous. Oh, Will Smith's daughter. Okay. The song is quite bad all alone, but when you see the music video that went along with it, you would be even more surprised and shocked that it was ever as popular as it was. This one, I agree with you. Number 16, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. There is no doubt that Celine Dion is one of the best singers to have ever graced this earth. However, this one song, which was one of her larger hits, was so overplayed it's almost difficult to listen to at this point. Granted, it's not really Celine's fault that this song was the theme of Titanic, and that is partially why it is so overplayed and difficult to stop hearing. Titanic's an Academy Award-winning movie as well. However, no matter how good a song is in the beginning, and it's hard to listen to it when it is so overdone and overplayed like this one. Now we're coming home a little bit. Number 15, Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart. Billy Ray Cyrus is a legend in his own right. However, this song was not his best moment. There is something so embarrassing and cringe about it. It seems fun to dance to, which is more or less the real purpose of this song. However, there is something so lame about the phrase Achy Breaky Heart that it was hard for non-country music lovers to not make fun of it, of this one. It is a bit weird that Billy is referring to his heart as a he in this song. It adds to the already quite large cringe factor of this song, if you never knew. Number 14, Culture Club, Karma Chameleon. If you listen to just the beginning of this song, then you might not understand why it's considered to be so annoying. However, as soon as you get to the chorus, you can most definitely understand how it could be grating and aggravating. Especially in the time when it was popular, you probably heard the Karma Chameleon chorus everywhere you went, and you couldn't escape it. The song itself does have a nice combination of calming tunes and catchy ones. Perhaps that is why it's so popular in the first place, although it quickly became annoying. Now for one I don't know, Rebecca Black in the number 13 spot with a song called Friday. We're just going to move on with this. I know nothing of it. We will move. Number 12, Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. In case you haven't noticed, there appears to be quite a theme going on this list. Most songs have something partially repetitive in the chorus. In the case of Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham, you can already have a guess as why this one is included on the list. Just like many of the other songs, it does have a certain charm about it, which caused it to become popular in the first place. It only takes a few too many listens of a song for it to become something that you love to listen to, and a song you love to one that makes you want to pull your hair out. Number 11, The Spice Girls with Wannabe. Although this song is technically called Wannabe, most people would recognize it much faster if you just said, "Tell me what you want." You know a song is catchy when you can say just a few lines of the lyrics and everyone would immediately know what song you are referring to and would be able to sing along to it. That is exactly the case with Wannabe by Spice Girls. We will move on. Number 10, Rednecks, Cotton Eye Joe. What happens when you take a traditional folk song and somehow also turn it into a somewhat pop music song? You get one of the most annoying songs ever to exist. Although the Cotton Eye Joe can be very fun to put on at certain parties, especially when you see everyone getting up and dancing along to it, it also was a very annoying song that cannot be listened to very often. I'm leaving my opinion to myself on that. We move on. Number 9. OMI, Cheerleader. Although the first time you listen to this song, you might not even think to add it to the list of most annoying. After a few more times of listening, you'll probably change your mind. The song is cute and fun to dance to, but it doesn't have the best long-term listening potential. If you don't want to be too annoyed by it, only listen a few times. We'll leave that alone. Number 8 belongs to the Coasters with Yakety Yak. You can almost guess just by the title of this one that it would be an annoying song to some extent. The lyrics are about a little boy who doesn't want to do his chores, and it does have a catchy tune in the beginning. However, the shouting of the words Yakety Yak throughout the song makes it feel a bit too folksy and a bit too aggressive overall. It doesn't help that the song itself is also quite repetitive. Maybe if the tune was a bit more diverse throughout the song, it would be more enjoyable to listen to. Okay, fellas, what have you got here? Okay, number 7, Tequila by the Champs. It's funny that a song only has one word in the... Oh, here's another one. It's funny that a song only has one word and the entirety of it can become... That has one word and the entirety of it can become so popular. You wouldn't expect it, and yet that is exactly what happened with the Champs in their song entitled Tequila. It does feature a long and dominant instrumental section that features the word tequila occasionally throughout. But there is something about the seeming randomness of the word tequila that makes it hard to appreciate. One of those songs, such a hard one, let's just write one word and see what happens. Okay. Let's see, let's get my screen up. Number 6, Robin Thicke with Blurred Lines. Number 6 on the list is included partially because the song itself is incredibly annoying, but also because the lyrics and innuendos are quite repulsive as well. Robin Thicke rightfully got quite a bit of backlash when he released this song, and people started to hear and understand the words of it. It's no wonder that it's considered one of the most annoying songs of all time as well. I have never heard it. Don't intend to either. Number 5, I don't know anything about, so we'll move on. The New Beats, Bread and Butter. Sisqó Thong Song at number 4. S-I-S-Q-O was the name of the group. Thong Song is the name of the song. We'll move on. Number 3, name the group is Aqua. The song is Barbie Girl. Let's see here. Number 2 is The Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Be, then 500 Miles. Coming in at number 2 on the list of pop music's most annoying songs, you have the one and only 500 Miles. Although the song itself is actually called I'm Gonna Be, it is better known as 500 Miles, for obvious reasons. Who has been caught up on a hiking trip with someone who would not stop singing this song? Did you learn to hate hiking as a result of the incessant singing? The song has had decent potential, but there is something about the tone and the repetitiveness of the tune that makes it grating and difficult to even listen to more than once. It feels like a song that never ends. Perhaps it doesn't. Okay. This one I know nothing about. At number one is an unknown artist with a song called Baby Shark Dance. If there is one song that just about every person in this world knows, it is Baby Shark. If you so much as say the words Baby Shark out loud, there is almost no chance that the tune will not pop immediately into your head. Originating in the 2010s, it is not fully known who wrote the song and what the origins of it are. What is known is that it became famous in kindergartens and for kids and adults around the world. There is a reason this song is so catchy, and that is partially because it is so annoying. And it is so annoying because it is so catchy. That, my friends, are the 40 most irritating songs according to thefunpost.com. I will preview your regular podcast next. When you look for places to eat, specifically fast food, you find yourself trying to decide between, for instance, hamburgers, chicken sandwiches, steak sandwiches, subs, for kind of a sub actually, and a few other odds and ends in between. What if I told you that there was a place that you can get almost all of what I just mentioned? Well, guess what, my friends? There is a place. This is Terry Runyon from the New Directions Podcast here to tell you about Texas Tom's. This place has everything and everything big. They have cheeseburgers. They have Italian sausage. They have steak sandwiches. They have chicken sandwiches. I think I might have even seen fish, but I don't know. They have a lot of different sides, such as okra, mushrooms, my personal favorite, onion rings. That's just to name three. I had never eaten there before recently, and I'm coming on right now to recommend it highly. When you're in the neighborhood of a place like this, I hope that you're preparing to stop. Every possible thing that you could want is at Texas Tom's. The hamburgers, the chili dogs even. I forgot to mention the chili dogs. Chicken sandwiches, you name it, it's all there. And if you leave that place hungry, that is on you. Stop at Texas Tom's near you, and my friends, you will be very, very glad that you did. We will get back on track on the next podcast. It's going to be our St. Patrick's Day show. And the music will be provided in feature hour form by the local Irish rock band, The Elders. Their lead singer, of course, is married to Fox 4's Kathy Quinn. And their son, I think, plays drums in their band as well. So, St. Patrick's Day with The Elders, next time here on the New Directions Podcast. I have been hearing people talk about how bad certain things are right now, as far as the country's concerned. I'm hearing that people aren't exactly coming together. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. I'll just leave it at that. There have been doubts about whether or not people are going to, for lack of a better word, survive. I found someone who I think believes in America more, perhaps, than a lot of us do. Now, there'll be some that say they do, and I respect that. That's fine. But for those of you that don't, I've got a song lined up, which is number 9 on my survey this year, that is going to have you stand up and take notice. Before I get to this song, let me say this. It's going to wind things up for this bonus edition of the New Directions Podcast. Thank you for being with me, as always. See you a little bit later for Ireland through the eyes of The Elders. To get us out of here for this song, for this show, here's Bo Cephas.
People think we're nearing the end of time, but we've had enough and we've drawn the line. Is up since our people went down, and now we're together from the country to town. We look back in the woods, you see, big city problems never bothered me. But now the world has changed, and so have I, and America can survive. All day long, we can catch our fish from dusk till dawn. Yeah, we have toughed it out a time or two. These are dark days, but we're gonna pull through. We grow good old tomatoes. We got hometown pride. America can survive. Stand behind America can't.